You're listening to 100.9 The Heat, gospel for the glory of Jesus, the High Desert's number one music station with Mel Slade.
Thank you, Bill Melvin. It is a great joy to be on with you today, and we're looking forward. I'm excited about the word that the Lord has given me. Let's ask for help. Father, we thank you for this privilege today to be in your presence and to speak a word on behalf of the kingdom. And I cannot speak without you teaching me by the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Guide us now in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and give you all the scriptures. And if you're not driving, if you're driving by yourself, you can't write those down. But if you have somebody riding with you, you can have them write them down. Main scripture will come out of Romans chapter 8. In fact, the first 26, really the whole chapter, is what we're going to be speaking from. But primarily verse number 31. And another scripture I want to give you is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. And Matthew chapter 28 and verse 20. And here's what the Lord has given me for us today. Verse 31. Let me just read verse 31 for you. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? And we want to take our text around this word. If God be with us, the rest don't count. If God be with us, the rest don't count. And you'll notice in verse 31, you'll find the word who. And verse 33, you'll find the word who. And verse 34, you'll find the word who. And in verse 35, you will also find the word who. Now, I want you to understand. Let me throw something at you. Just before I came in to give the message today, I was watching the Los Angeles Dodgers play St. Louis. And those of you who watch baseball will remember that the St. Louis had won three games and the Dodgers only had one. So if the Dodgers had lost today, they would have been out of a chance to go and play in the World Series. So I got to thinking, what if they knew? What if they had the control to know that they're going to win all of those four games and go into the World Series? What if they knew that? But doggone it, they don't know. They're just hoping. But you and I, who wear the same uniform, they wear the blue, the blue hat and all that stuff. But you and I wear the same suit colored in red by the blood of Jesus. So now, since we know that we're going to win, even though we may lose a battle here or there, but we know without a doubt in our mind we're going to win. So since we do, let's look at something here. The word who absolutely is not a question in terms of not knowing. But the statement here, this makes a statement. And the statement is this. If God is on our side, then who is it that's dumb enough to challenge God? Who is it that think that they can handle the power of God? And I would like to believe that even though Satan is kind of a, he thinks he's smart, but he is dumb as dumb can be. But yet he's smart enough to know that if he comes up against God, he ain't gonna make it. He knows without a doubt in his mind that he ain't got but a short time to do what he does. So that word who comes up in verse 31. If God be for us, who then is able to be against us? Verse 33. Who shall be able to lay anything to our charge? If God has already validated us, if God has already, since God has validated us, who is it that can lay anything to our charge or to the charge of the elect of God? Hey, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm glad you asked. Here's what I'm talking about. God has said, let me take you back over to verse number 28. And we know that all things work together for good for them who love God and them who are called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow. Can I say what that means? That means he knew before we knew that we would be his sons and daughters, those of us who absolutely have selected to be there. Now, those he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of the Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Well, what God is really saying to us is this. Since he already knew, now God doesn't put anybody in hell. He doesn't select these 10 to go to hell, and these 10 to go to heaven. But he also knows who will go to heaven, so he just goes ahead and put a seal on that thing and saying that we're in, those who would be in. Now, you and I, brother preachers and brother witnesses and sister witnesses, each one of us are saddled with the responsibility of making sure that we let everybody know that Jesus has come and by his own blood purchased us with his blood, and those of us who accept his finished work on Calvary is absolutely without a question saved. Well, what are you saying? I'm saying that I don't know who's going to be lost, and I don't know who's going to be saved. So anybody I see, anybody that I run into, is a suspect to be in the kingdom. So any kind of way I can get them to know Jesus, I'm ready to tell them about it. Not only am I ready to tell them about it, I'm ready to demonstrate that the Lord has saved me and I'm definitely in the kingdom. So the bottom line is, who? Now, then the next verse down there in verse 34. Y'all pardon me, I'm excited here. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. In other words, ain't nobody can condemn us but Christ himself. He is the only one that can condemn us. And he will not condemn us if we accept him by his work on Calvary. Now, as we move to verse 35, look at what it said. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? I will come back to this and start at verse 26 in a few minutes. But I want to say to you that God has got the controls in his hand, and I have been selected because the Lord has already, he already knew that I'd be saved as ugly as I was. Brothers and sisters, wherever you are, in your automobile, in your house, or wherever you are, please believe me The Henry Hearns has been one of the darkest brothers in the world. And what are you talking about? Here's what I mean. I thought I had it going on. I thought that I knew for sure all that I needed to know. And I did not need the, well, I didn't tell my mama that ignorant stuff. You know, mama never been to school in her life. But mama knew without a doubt in her mind that the Lord Jesus had saved us. And mama been gone now from me since 1979. That's 30-something years ago that mama left. And I was in Mississippi earlier this year, and I went to mom's graveside and dad's graveside and just kind of sat there. And I had some tears in my heart. And they were not tears of sadness, but they were tears that I remember that mama didn't give up on me. Wow. Mama just kept on telling me how good the Lord was to send Jesus on our behalf. So I want you to know, brothers and sisters, God has put a seal on us. And so when what I come up against, and whoever want to come up against me, they don't stand a chance. So what I'm saying to you, if God be with me, or since God is with me, the rest don't count. And I'm just as excited as I can be when I think about how good God is to me. Now, I'm going to take you to another passage of scripture, and I run right back over here in a few minutes. Come with me to the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. Watch this one. I've shared this just recently, and those of you who take notes may remember what I said to you about this. Listen to this. There has no temptation taken you, but such as common to man. But God is faithful. But God is faithful. I'm going to get hung up over here, brothers and sisters. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way for you to escape, that you may be able to bear it. What are you saying, brother preacher? Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying that temptation comes in all kinds of forms. Those of you who love money, and that was mine right there. I enjoyed having a whole package of money. I wanted the money. I wanted the money, honey. But let me tell you about this. So the devil would not tempt me with something else. He'd tempt me with money because money was my thing. But listen what the Lord said. He said this. There is no temptation taken to you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. Now remember what I'm saying to you. Remember I said to you that if God be for us, who can be against us? Some time ago, I spoke to you from the book of Numbers, chapter 21 and verse 4, where the children of Israel had gone against God and against Moses. And when they went against him, what they did is that they actually spoke against Moses, and God sent some fiery serpents among them, and people began to die because these fiery serpents were biting them. So they went back to Moses and said, "Hey, Moses, talk to God on our behalf, because we can't stand these fiery serpents. They're biting us and killing our families. Would you talk to God on our behalf?" Moses did go to God, and when he went to God, he said, "God, the people are scared. Help me." And God says, all right, go back and set up a serpent, a brazen serpent, on a pole high up, and tell the people all they have to do is to believe and look up. Believe and look up. So the point I'm trying to make, brothers and sisters, if we look to Calvary today, if we trust Calvary, if we trust the finished work of God through Christ Jesus on Calvary, we have the power to walk over absolutely without a question. We can overcome Satan without even any effort. Now, notice what he said, that it's the faithfulness of God that gives us the victory over Satan. Now, let me quickly take you back. I want to take you quickly back to the book of Romans, and I want to take you starting at verse 36. As it is written, I'm in Romans 8, if you just join me. In Romans 8, and now I'm in verse 36. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all of the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 37. Nay, in all of these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loveth us. For I am persuaded. This is what Paul is saying. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now remember, brothers and sisters, it ain't us who keep us. It's God who keep us. If God is for us, the rest don't count. Father, I come to you now thanking you for the privilege to be here today. And I ask you to bless the word and sanctify the word and those who hear you, who heard me today, and have them to know all we have to do is to trust the blood of Jesus, and we are absolutely overcomers, and Satan cannot handle us. We're too much for him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.